Okay. Connected. Shit. Where's Joanna?
I have no idea.
KKK. Does the podcast have to be more than a minute or what? Does it have like
a doesn't matter. It just has to be something.
Okay. Hello.
So I'm going to start off like... Today's guest, the wonderful and the visionary, Great Rube Brum.
Wait, you're already starting?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, okay. It's Gertrude, not Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Yeah, Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Gertrude. It's fine, it's
Gertrude.
Fine.
Gertrude. Gertrude.
Yeah.
Gertrude, okay. Gertrude. All right, you say three, two, one, and I'll go.
Oh, shit, wait. Hold on.
Gertrude. Bro. So tell us about yourself. You all, if you're gonna laugh, go away from the mic.
No, I have earphones on.
Okay, ready?
No. Okay, fine.
Julia, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Today's guest, the wonderful and the visionary Great Brood. Wait, Great Brood, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
great,
god.
Great brood. Okay, good. Redo. 3, 2, 1. Today's guest, the wonderful and visionary Great Brood, bro. So tell us about yourself. We know you're from the other world, filled with such advancement and variance.
Yes, actually. Wait,
time out.
What the fuck?
Miss Chavez said that you have to have an accent.
An accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do. I have to have an African.
What the fuck?
Okay. Ready?
What do you have in your mouth?
A candy.
Take it out. We can hear it.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Today's guest, the wonderful and the visionary, Greg Rubam. So tell us about yourself. We know you're from the other world, filled with such advancement and hilarious.
Yes, actually. The other world is quite nice compared to Malpai. I am an alpha and my main job is being vice president over Slow Crematorium, making sure the assembly line and treatment are overseen.
Oh, I see.
Yes, what a creative job. That must be. And what is it?
It's where we burn bodies and they continue being socially useful even after they are dead.
That's crazy.
I never heard about that pill. Called Puma? Donuts being commercially produced?
Its name is Soma.
Aloha.
And what does that Soma do to you, specifically?
It produces a joyful effect in which all melancholia disappears. We have it on us at all times.
What else keeps you happy and entertained?
The feelies.
Is that where you touch people?
Not quite. They are popular films. Filmgoers sit in special chairs that allows them to feel and interact with the movie.
Another question. Are your benefits of being an alpha?
Well, for one, we get helicopters, go to solitary service day, and have parties with people like the arch community songster like of Canterbury and boss around lower castes and more.
Wow. Being an alpha can have its pleasurable moments I would love to experience that.
Ford, I might say so.
Ford, who is that? Is that a comparison to Jesus?
Jolly no. It's an expression, respectively, of Sigmund Freud, our Fordship.
Strange. Indeed.
Last of all, explain of what you think about monogamous relationships between a man and a girl only.
In the other world, it is considered absurd and, well, funny, actually, because why would you want to commit yourself for one person when you can have endless amount of people to have? Thinking about it, it sounds awfully kooky. End it off.
Okay, there.
I was lost.
Dude, I had to fill it in for you, dude. You are lucky.
Fuck. I was looking for, I was like, where are they?
I feel like we should have an ending because, like, that's not really an ending.
I know.
Oh my gosh, well, we have to redo it again?
Let's improvise it at the end, you know? Mm. Improvise it.
Okay.
Be like, well, let's go through for today.
Skirt me? Room,
mom. Yeah.
Okay, right now?
Both of you, I don't know. One of you can roar.
Fuck, what's that?
Right now?
Wait, we're starting again?
No, I don't want to start again. You can edit
this. I do. Now. I did bad.
I feel like we'll do it again.
Wait. Let me get my shit together. Hold on. It's because, wait, hold on. Oh, it's because I'm lost, actually. Wait.
Okay, so you're host number two.
Okay, so it starts with when I say aloha.
I mean, not Julia. Joanna, make an accent. You're not making shit.
I don't like doing accents. I don't know how.
Do Australian. No, wait. I want to do it. No, wait. Never mind. I'm not doing Australian.
Yes. What accent?
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
Okay, fine. I'll make an accent.
The wonderful and visionary.
Do a southern accent.
So, Julia, well, for one,
they're gonna ask you your verbs. Huh? Like a western accent, you know? Howdy, y'all.
Okay, so you know how where Pedro says, "Wow, being an alpha can have its pleasurable moments."
Uh huh. And then I answer it, and then
you say, "Ford, I must say so."
Mm-hmm. Ford, I must say so.
And then I say Ford. Oh, okay. I was Ford. Lost there. I was like, what the fuck?
Who is that? Is that comparison to God?
Okay.
Comparison.
Oh, I said comparison. Okay.
Okay, there. I am ready.
Okay, let's start again. In three,
wait.
Two, four. Oh, do it. Okay, you do it.
Three, two, one. Okay, today's guest. No, I can't start like that. Three, two, one. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another broadcast with Exciting Savages. Today's guest, the wonderful and visionary Gerbrud Brum. So tell us about yourself. We know you're from the other world, filled with such advancement and various.
Yes, actually, the other world is quite a nice place compared to Mopies. I am an alpha, and my main job is being vice president of a slow crematorium, making sure the assembly lines and treatment are overseen.
Interesting. I see.
Yes, what a creative job that must be. And what is it?
It's where we burn bodies and they continue being socially useful even after they are dead.
That's crazy.
I heard about this pill called Soma. Is that the one is being commercially produced?
Yes, Soma it is.
Aloha.
And what does Soma do to you specifically?
It produces a joyful effect in which all melancholia disappear. We have it on us at all times.
What else keeps you happy and entertained?
The feelies.
Is that where you touch people?
Not quite. They are popular films. Filmgoers sit in special chairs that allows them to feel and interact with the movie.
Another question. What are the benefits of being an alpha?
Well, for one, we get helicopters, go to solitary service day, and have parties with people like the arch community songster of Canterbury and boss around lower castles, and more.
Wow! Being an alpha can have its pleasurement moments. I would love to experience that.
Ford, I must say so.
Ford? Who is that? Is that a comparison to Jesus?
Jolly no. It's an expression, respectively, of Sigmund Freud, our Ford.
Strange.
Indeed. Last of all, explain of what you think about monogamous relationships between a man and a girl only.
In the other world, it is considered absurd and, well, funny, actually, because why would you want to commit yourself for one person when you have endless amounts of people to have? Thinking about it, it sounds awfully kooky.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for another broadcast with exciting savages. Okay, there. I'm looking
back. What the fuck was that? What the fuck? It sounded like a horn. This is weird.
Okay, is that it?
It was like, I tried so hard not to laugh.
At the end, I gave it a little Indian smack, you know?
Wait, so we're fully done? Good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did I do good, guys? No, I was like off a little. But whatever. What? You know?
Yeah, me too. My accent too.
No.
So, we finish recording?
Yeah.
I can press it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go edit.
Bye, guys.
All
right, bye, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.